This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, London, we're...
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Coming to see you again this September 15th. Why can't you just let me talk, Tom?
Because it didn't seem like you knew what the word was going
to
be.
Yeah, that's true. We're coming to the London Podcast Festival at King's Place, and we're very excited. We're only doing one night this year, so you better get your dang tickets quickly. It's, as I said earlier, September 15th. It's a Saturday night. It's at 9:30 p.m. Give it a go.
Give it a go.
Yeah, it's what people say. It's what the kids are saying.
It's how they sell shows nowadays.
Give it a go. In the UK, it's a very popular phrase, Tom.
Yeah,
TCGTE.com/live. Don't sleep on it. Go see the podcast show.
Give it a go. Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm very hot, but yeah. We'll get to that later.
Ooh, it's a hot one.
Ooh, it's a scorcher. But hey, Tom,
you
don't
know
blow
that
it.
Santana song, Santana and Rob Thomas, that goes, ooh, it's a hot one.
In the city tonight, baby. Yeah, I know that song.
Yeah, it is a hot one, Tim. Did you ask me a question? Did you ask how I was doing? I'm doing good. I had a funny thing happen last night. Not a funny thing. I observed a funny thing.
Wow, Tom.
What?
That was quite a distinction. You were going to say you had a funny thing happen to you,
yeah,
but it didn't happen
to
you.
No, it didn't happen to me at all. It was just one of these, whenever I'm
this walking. This was a really, really A-list setup to a story. hey, I observed a funny thing.
Yeah, it was on TV. It was this sitcom.
Oh, situation comedy.
No, I was, whenever I'm walking my dog at night, I'm always being like a real looky-loo.
Yeah, you gotta be alert.
Yeah. No, I'm like looking through everybody's windows.
A real peeping Tom.
Yeah. No, because you always hear about like whenever they find a body or like somebody's somebody walking their dog.
Yeah, because why else? People just don't go outside anymore, Tom.
It's true.
It's too dangerous.
Well, but like especially
people getting murdered.
Well, especially like 11 o'clock at night. Like very few people are going outside their residence and just kind of like wandering around for 10 minutes.
That's when I. That's when I'm just waking up, Tom.
Yeah. Really? Wait. You wake up at 11 at night?
Yeah, I'm nocturnal. I told you this,
no,
right?
No, you didn't tell me this.
This whole time. We've known each other for decades.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm awake in the nighttime hours.
I guess it makes sense. I never see you in the morning.
No, or the day.
Or when I do, you're wearing pajamas and taking off an eye mask and going, and it always struck me as weird that I'm like, well, it's like 11 in the morning. It's pretty late in the day now.
Yeah, no, I'm just usually just getting up to get a glass of water and then right back
then
to my
right back to bed. Yeah,
slumbering. Yeah.
Do you ever get up in the middle of the night to get a glass of water?
No.
Yeah. Right.
The opposite.
Yeah.
Getting water out of me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that gets up like.
You know what? Sometimes, look, I'm not a big drinker these days. I can't handle the alcohol that much. Mm-hmm. So if I have a few beers or drinks.
Oh, then you'll be thirsty. Yeah,
that happens to me. It's the later. It's you know what? I might even call that morning when I'm just like, hey, it's 5 a.m. and
right.
I really need a drink of water.
Yeah, it happens to me. But like, there are a lot of people that go to bed with a glass of water.
I do that.
I don't do that.
And my
I'll
wife.
Knock that over.
Glass of water on one side, my wife on the other side.
Wow, you got it made.
Yep, made in the shade, my friend.
Twin bed. And you sleep in the shade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell where our bed's right under the tree.
I know for a while you had him. Oh, so they're still outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, because I was going to say for a while you had the beds outside, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
And it needs to be
under the tree in the shade because we sleep during the day.
Well, and you value your privacy.
Exactly.
So I was outside last night, just kind of like, you know.
I was walking your dog.
Yeah. I wasn't wandering around. I was lost.
You can't change your story at this point, Tom.
And I saw something that, like, man, I was, like, my dog wanted to go back inside. I was like, I gotta see what happens. You know about, but, you know, a lot of other people in different areas of the world might not know what this is. In New York City, In New York City, we had this thing called pizza.
Pizza pie.
We call it pizza pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like any pie you've ever seen before.
No, it's a savory pie, but not like a savory pie that you're thinking.
Not just a salt pie.
No. This has sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Sometimes pepperonis.
No, that wasn't what it was. I saw, I was explaining. We have these things called Car2Go's.
Mm-hmm.
And they're smart cars.
The number two.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
They're smart cars, little tiny cars, two-seaters.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it works is you have an app on your phone, and if you need to borrow one of these cars, you go on the app, you unlock it, and the timer starts ticking, right?
Yeah.
So it's, I think it's
You
like,
rent these cars through an app.
Yeah, you rent them by the minute.
Yeah.
And then you can drop them off. And once you've dropped
them
off.
And that's why they're like, hey, there's always a reminder playing in the car going, hey, this is by the minute. You better hurry up, sucker.
Well, and that leads me to what I observed, which was very obviously like right outside the building I live in.
What's the address?
It's Trump Tower.
Okay.
I have the right below the penthouse. That's mine. My girlfriend lives upstairs.
Your girlfriend lives in the penthouse of Trump Tower.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't tell you any more about her.
I'm not asking.
So I saw this
penthouse. Sorry, just going over it in my head.
Don't give it too much thought, Tim. Anybody could live up there.
Yeah, okay.
You wouldn't be able to figure it out. So I'm watching what is very obviously a date wrapping up, but in a Car2Go.
Was the whole date in the Car2Go?
No, the whole date. I think they went on the date, but it was that that time at the end of the date. Well, you've never been on a date, you've said.
I've never been on a date. thankfully avoided that my entire life.
Yeah, well, thankfully you had that arranged marriage saved you.
It happens sometimes, Tom. You shouldn't joke about it.
I'm watching what is very obviously like the guy who's driving the Car2Go, like, here's the big moment, the goodbye, like, you know, what's going to happen here? Do I make a move? Am I going to be invited upstairs?
And you're watching this.
Yeah, I'm like.
Just a man on the street watching
I've got
this.
My face up against the windshield watching this.
So your body is splayed on the hood
they,
of the car?
No, it's a very short
hood.
Oh,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I could just stand. I could just lean over and look right in.
No, it's really, it's good for you.
Yeah.
It's convenient.
But like it was going on for so long, like 15 minutes, and like I could see the
You just watched two people in a car for 15 minutes? What were they doing?
Nothing. And that's why I was
talking?
Like
talking?
Yeah, they were talking, chit-chatting.
So maybe they were just chatting.
Yeah, but I could tell the guy was like it was very clear by like the way he kept like looking at looking around, looking at his watch and stuff, like he was aware that the clock was ticking.
I mean, it's like 83 cents a minute or something.
No, it's less. I think it's like 41 cents a minute. But this guy...
Exactly, half price. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a half price deal. I see.
But this guy, I don't know. It struck me as a weird thing to like take somebody on a date where you're paying by the minute for... I mean, I've taken... plenty of people on dates where I'm paying by the minute at a hotel. But paying by the minute at a Car2Go, and this guy was like, I could tell by the way he was looking. He was like, "Do I like cut bait here? What do I do?"
What? Wait. Well, in your mind, what do you think he's thinking? Like, it's this lady might not kiss me, so I might as well just go home. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't think it was that. I think it was more that like he was trying. I think it was obvious that like a kiss wasn't going to happen. And he was just trying to like, well, maybe if I like, play out the clock here, it will. But I'm also being charged by the minute by this dang clock. That's why I was like determined to try and stay out there to see what would happen. Because I wanted to see if like she got out and he was like, ah.
Well, what happened?
I eventually had to get my dog started barking at me. So I didn't see what happened.
They were on to you.
Yeah. Well, the dog was?
No, I mean, as soon as the dog started barking, they were probably there's a man here looking at us.
That man's been hanging around here for a while.
And you'd just be like, oh, the dog. Yeah. She just likes to come out here and bark sometimes.
Yeah, she just likes to come out here and watch the ending of dates.
So to be clear, Tom, the story you just told, you were walking your dog. Two people pulled up in a car and talked for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Then you went inside.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Only in New York.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
A real New York story.
I don't know. It never struck me to like take somebody on like presumably like a first date.
A lot of assumptions about this situation.
I don't know.
The 4th of July. You think somebody went on a first date on the 4th of July?
I'll let you in on a little showbiz secret. It wasn't yesterday. This happened Monday, all right?
Oh, wow. You've been saving this one.
Yeah,
you had this one in your back pocket this whole time.
You know, if I'm saying, it happened on Monday, people are like, oh, it's old news. That's today's fish wrap. Is that what they say? Or bird cage lining?
Yeah. Some bird probably peed all over this.
Some bird shitting all over that story by now.
Yeah.
But not me. It's still fresh news to me. Been trying to keep an eye out for these people, see which one lives in the building. Presumably the woman lives in the building if he was dropping her off.
Well, Tom, I advise you to just let it be don't try to find this woman, maybe.
Well, I know she doesn't live on the first floor because I've looked in all those windows.
Tom, we are not here to talk about you stalking couples.
No, it's not. It was just a tale of modern love in today's wacky, crazy gig economy.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. These two were probably...
they were probably both like, oh, I don't know if I should. An app didn't tell me if I should.
Yeah. Oh, TaskRabbit didn't tell me to give this person a kiss.
Yeah,
so,
I haven't downloaded the latest kissing update.
Tom, let's get to the topic at hand.
Yeah.
These last few days have been scorchers here in the Big Apple, and the backs of people's necks have been getting dirty and gritty.
Are you reading? You have a prepared statement?
Some of us do some pre-production for
the
show.
I told you I was looking around for a story to tell online. I've always got my ear to the ground.
These last few days have been scorchers here in the Big Apple, and the backs of people's necks have been getting dirty and gritty. But beyond giving people dirty and gritty necks, heat waves can be dangerous, Tom. Mm. So be sure to stay hydrated so you can stay safe. But also, don't forget to have some fun, since most heat waves occur in the summer, the most fun season of all. So come along with us as we talk about heat waves on this week's episode of the award-winning podcast, The Complete Guide to Everything with Tim and Tom. And now... heat waves. Now, Tom, you didn't want to call this episode heat waves because you said heat waves kill people.
Yeah.
Everything kills people.
That's true.
And guess what? I already told everybody to stay safe.
Hydrated. There you go. So you probably
drink
saved
water.
A few lives.
Yeah, already.
Yeah.
So here we are, sitting in the heat. Hopefully this will still be relevant when this comes out in 3 days.
Yeah. Well, there could be another heat wave. Do you know the U.S. definition of a heat wave?
The United States.
Or the Northeast definition of a heat wave.
The northeastern corridor of the United States.
Three consecutive days where the temperature reaches or exceeds 90 degrees.
Well, hey, guess what?
We're in the middle of one.
We're right in the smack dab. I hope we're not in the middle, because if this thing doesn't end soon, because I haven't been staying hydrated at all.
Yeah, I guess I haven't really either. I always have headaches.
I used to drink so much water, Tom.
Yeah, pee too much though.
Yeah. I mean, not
she had a catheter.
That's not a bad idea.
Save a lot of time.
At some point, there's going to be like a bro catheter thing, right?
Brotheter?
Yeah, it's like tech bros, they've already been like, no, I don't have time to eat meals, right?
Yeah, so now it's going to be like, drink Soylent.
Yeah, and now there's going to be like, oh, yeah, this, they're not going to call it a catheter, but they're just going to be like, it's like, I don't know, like...
Yeah, sometime in the next...
Free yourself from the tyranny of the bathroom.
Well, hopefully they'll come up with a catchier name than that.
No, it's going to be the catchphrase. And then, like, it's going to be essentially a catheter, but they're going to figure out a way to, like... And then it gets dumped on a homeless person or something. And they'll be like, well, it's a necessary evil.
Well, unfortunately, there's no other place to put it. Yeah, sometime in the next 10 years, they're going to be marketing diapers to, they're cool now.
Yeah. Hey, I think they're pretty cool already.
Hey, yeah, I've always said they're cool.
I've never thought they weren't cool.
Yeah.
Especially the ones with the Jim Henson Sesame Street Muppets on them.
They don't make those for adults.
I know.
In adult sizes.
I mean, I had to...
tape them together.
Yeah, I cut them and then I fortified.
Fortify?
Yeah, with other things.
Is that what you call being in a diaper, fortifying it?
No, it's what I... I don't want to explain my diaper routine to you.
Yeah, you're too immature about it.
Tom, grow up.
But it's a heat wave. It's very hot. That's what it means.
Wow.
And it's like so hot that there was like a thunderstorm the other day. And then after it was done, it was still really hot outside, which didn't make sense.
This is what I was thinking. I was thinking at that point, is it just me or normally after a thunderstorm, do things cool off around here?
Yeah. I think that was you saying that in the street.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I heard some guy saying that.
Yeah, and it turned out, and everybody, a lot of people were like, it's not just you.
Yeah.
That's typically what happens after a thunderstorm during a heat wave.
Summer thunderstorms, one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
They're always nice.
Romantic.
Not everything has to be romantic. But I like how dangerous it is.
I don't like how dangerous lightning is.
Yeah, you're always afraid you're going to get hit by lightning.
I'm not afraid that I'm going to get hit by lightning.
It's like a couple of months ago I told the story about seeing somebody get hit by lightning and you were terrified after
that. It's just I don't see why we're not worshiping lightning at this point. Electricity shoots out of the sky.
Yeah.
Just randomly kills
people.
It's
like a crazy thing because it's basically just like a giant version of like stack electricity.
Yeah, which is fun.
Right.
They took a fun thing and made it dangerous.
They. Now, who is they?
Dude, whoever's pulling the levers,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Instead of just using a balloon to make your hair go up, you're frying your insides.
Yeah. At random.
At random, yeah.
At random. Could be any one of us.
Or sometimes if you've smited God.
Yeah. Well, no, God smites you if you've spoken ill of him.
Well, but if you...
I'd like to see you try to smite God, Tom.
Then he wouldn't be able to hit me with lightning.
Man, if you were just like, great news, everybody, I've killed God. I don't know where to start with this thing. I'm going to need some proof. Yeah. That's a lot of information. Tom, what do you do during a heat wave? I imagine you just park yourself in front of an air conditioner until it all blows over.
Pretty much. Like, yeah, this week... since I have the luxury of working at home if I want, that's been a luxury I have taken part in because I went in to where I work on Monday of this week when I think it was at the first day of the heat wave when the heat wave started.
It's hard to even pinpoint.
I'll have to go back through my letters to see.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Was it hot when you were, were you uncomfortably hot when you were standing on the street watching these two people, rooting for them to kiss in the car the other day?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that was
Monday. Yeah, even at night, it's like, it's hot, man. Yeah.
Hot as hell out here.
Yeah, once
in the back of my neck. It's getting dirty and gritty.
Once one of you gets out of the car, you're going to instantly be sweating, and then you're going to be in no mood to make out.
That's true. I don't want to, look, what? I don't want to say anything here. But everybody, we got to figure out a way to dry off your backs if you're going to be in public.
Well, that's what I was going to say. On Monday, like I went in, and it was actually like kind of fine on the way there. I was surprised that like I didn't get all gross and sweaty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then when I was leaving, well, I was telling you, the whole neighborhood was crawling with shirtless teenage boys.
Yeah.
Coming from the pool.
Yeah.
They're all over.
You're like, get out of here, teens.
Yeah. No, I went to get a slice of pizza at the pizza place for lunch. And like, Jesus, 30. And like, I can be mad because I was this teenager. 30 teenagers, and each of them on the line when it was their turn. How much is... Oh, okay. How much is 4 garlic knots? 5 garlic knots is $2. Okay. How much is 4? They're like, they're not wearing shirts and we're in a restaurant.
Yeah.
This is a nice restaurant.
It was a pizza place.
It's a pizza place.
Yeah. I know the place you're talking about. It's not that nice.
Yeah. And like, it's not that big either. So like, they're just like, it's like, oh God, none of you touch me. None of you like,
teenage boys. I swear to God, they shouldn't be touching anybody.
Yeah. And like some of these,
I don't know why I was so angry.
Wow. What a firm stance, Tim.
Everybody's so greasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you greasy teens.
Well, and all these shirtless teenage boys either like made me feel bad about myself because they were like ripped.
Yeah.
Or I was like, oh, come on, man. Put a shirt on. Yeah. Don't be walking around like that.
Everybody should always have a lot of clothes on. Have you noticed this around Brooklyn, Tom, lately?
Like a lot of them, I'm like, you're like right in the midst of puberty and like it's doing wacky things to your body right now. Like,
I know it's hot out.
Yeah.
But
things will eventually straighten out, I think. But for now, maybe a little modesty.
Have you noticed these people more like our age that seemingly make their own clothes?
What?
This is like,
what do you mean?
The most Brooklyn.
Out of felt?
Yeah, but like more like out of
they go to Michael's Craft Goods, buy some felt.
Not felt. Felt would be too hot. But yeah. Like,
well, I'm talking about the winter.
Yeah, I'm talking about now in the summer. I've seen people like families in like onesies that like are like silk or similar.
What?
Like a thin material or
what
like
the hell
canvas.
Are you talking about? You see families in homemade silk onesies. Tim, that's a cult.
I thought maybe it was a cult, but they were like eating sandwiches and stuff.
Well, you can do that in a cult.
Can you?
Yeah. I mean, it might have to
if
be
they're
like,
approved.
Yeah, sandwiches they've approved of. Like, and I it guess, might be like a weird combination that, you know, you wouldn't be interested in eating.
I don't know. I saw them on the subway. I saw them at a park. I saw them at a protest.
Wait, the same family?
No, different families.
All wearing matching silk onesies, you say?
Yeah.
That appear to be homemade.
Yeah, they're definitely homemade. Otherwise, they got ripped off.
What, Tim? This is the most insane thing you've ever come in here claiming.
Yeah, well, it's. I should have. I didn't want to take pictures because I was afraid.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. You don't want to take pictures of kids, but.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just something I've been seeing a lot of lately.
I've not seen or heard, nor can I imagine why this would be the case.
I don't know. People, they're like, we like to make our own things. You know, like that kind of attitude.
I like to make our own onesies.
Yeah. They're probably people that are just like, nah, you know.
This is horrible.
I don't want to wear clothes that were, you know, made by children. Like, oh, okay, lady, you're crazy. Yeah. Right? But, like, she's not, like, adept at, like, actually making clothes.
Right.
So she bought some material and did a bad job. And now her family has her husband's like, okay, you're right. That's just what I'm thinking.
I'll have to keep...
One of them was playing with a Frisbee. That's not allowed in a cult.
Probably not. Yeah, that seems like it might.
Two of them, not just one person with a
throwing it and chasing it. I'll have to keep an eye out for these onesies. I would think a onesie would be the worst thing to wear in hot weather.
Why?
B-
Because these looked very flowy and airy. Yeah.
I mean, like a lot of girls were like rompers,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, that kind of makes sense, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got a one piece, you can't grab your shirt and billow it out and go, woo, hot.
I don't think people do that. I don't think that's appropriate to do for some reason. Woo,
hot. Yeah. Let me get some air under
you
here.
You are a guy that you don't take to the heat.
No, but I love it.
Yeah, I don't understand it because like you don't want to go outside ever.
No, I.
You love air conditioning. You just love like the wastefulness of air conditioning.
No,
how can I waste a lot of resources?
No, because I gotta pay for the resources. So I don't want to pay.
You're paying pennies for that.
Let me tell you this: pennies add up to dollars, buddy.
That's never actually been
proven. Electricity this past month was $70.
Wow, is that high?
I don't know.
Tom, if you don't have air conditioning,
uh-huh.
Let me tell you, you gotta rely on fans.
Okay.
Fans can be good or fans can be bad. Let me tell you.
Wow, you're really sitting on the fence on this one. You don't want to piss anybody off.
Guess what? I'm gonna show my hand here.
Okay.
Here are all the fans from worst to best.
Oh.
Tom, the worst fan of all, a ceiling fan.
What? Why do you think of the ceiling? No, the ceiling fan's the best fan of them all.
No, because a ceiling fan, if it gets any, if you put it up to a high velocity,
it'll chop your head off.
It feels like the ceiling's gonna cave in.
What you're talking about is a poorly mounted ceiling fan.
I've never seen a non-poorly mounted ceiling fan.
I mean, I've been under some ceiling fans in my day where I'm like, that's one bolt away from decapitating me.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and those ones you have to be careful you can't turn them up too high. But if you've got a ceiling fan that's well mounted, you can crank it.
I don't know. I've never seen that in a home. I've never seen that in a home.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't go to very many nice places.
I don't.
I have a bunch of very well-off friends.
Well, the ones that my well-off friends have goddamn air conditioner, Stone.
Yeah.
The second worst fan, hand fans.
Just using your hand?
No, you hold them in your hand.
Oh, yeah.
You unfurl them.
Like a Chinese fan?
I couldn't say. I don't know where they're from, Tom.
The ones you unfold?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's ones you unfold, and then there's like a Southern fan.
Yeah, either
which
one.
Which is just like, it's always locked in. It's like the parasol to an umbrella.
A parasol that you can't
collapse them?
You can't collapse
maybe,
them?
Maybe. Who knows?
I think you can.
Not all of them.
I don't know that to be true.
No, I've made one that you can't collapse.
Okay.
Yeah. It was handmade, like that family's clothing. I didn't want to contribute to corporate umbrella companies.
That's fair. Big,
I've had
Samsonite?
The same.
No, they make luggage.
They make umbrellas too, though.
Yeah. Is that what I have? Totes. Big totes.
Totes, yeah. Gloves and umbrellas. That's their business.
Hey, umbrellas and things with which to hold them.
Yeah. That's
a glove
their,
hand.
Their company slogan.
Yeah. And socks with the little grippy things on the bottom.
Oh, yeah, they make those,
I like those.
Yeah, I feel like you don't see those as much nowadays.
Yeah. You know what?
They should make
a
comeback.
As a kid who is frequently slipping on hardwood floors, the grippy things on the bottom of a totes sock. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Totes, wherever you are.
You saved my life multiple times. Let me tell you, Tim, there's a spot by my bed. I don't know why. It's so slippery.
You've been waxing it too much?
No, hey. This is a family show, Tim. No, I think it's that, like, it's by the head of my bed, so I don't walk there very often. So, like, that's the only part of the floor that, like, is still, like, wax from when I moved in.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'll tell you, I've almost fallen out the window a few times slipping on that thing. Mm. I should get one of some of these grippy socks.
Yeah. I know a guy, Mr. Totes.
You just said you don't know if he's alive or not.
I don't know if he's alive, but I know I'm very good friends with his son.
Okay.
Or daughter.
Totes Jr.
Yeah. Tom, box fan. Too bulky. I feel like the plastic is always like too brittle.
Yeah, it's always like yellowed.
Yeah.
A box fan is like, it's a very utilitarian thing.
Yeah.
You know, like a box fan's fine for like a garage or something.
Yeah.
But when you got a box fan in the house, that you're desperate. That's what's
going
on. Yeah,
and it's usually like blocking a doorway or something. It's just not good.
Well, you got to kind of put it in a doorway because you're trying to pull cool air from somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Window fans, those fake air conditioners. I don't know who they think they're fooling with those.
That's what I was going to... I'm glad you brought that up because that's, I feel like, a close relative to the box fan.
That's why they're kind of neck and neck on the worst to best.
Yeah. Do you ever use your air conditioning? You have like a window air conditioners?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what I have. I don't have central air. Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry, elites. Sorry, money bags.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess Tim and Tom are just poor.
Yeah.
If that's what you need. What is this fan? Is this just a circle? Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, Tim. That kind of fan's not even on your list.
No, it's not. This is blowing my mind. Sorry. What were you gonna say?
Oh, you ever use the fan in your air conditioner?
Yeah,
yeah, I do that a lot.
Keeps the air moving.
Yeah, and like that's gotta be better on electricity. It's not
definitely
keeping everything cool.
Tom,
but that would
you...
not do shit for you during a heat wave.
No, I mean it would keep it from getting
it'd be
like
better
super
than
stuffy.
Nothing.
Yeah, you're
but...
moving some stuff around. You're moving the molecules. Hey, it's all about moving molecules sometimes, Tom. Let me ask you this about your air conditioner.
Uh huh.
Do you have a brace under it that's holding it in place so it doesn't fall out the window?
I leave it up to Jesus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tom, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. I know you oddly leave your air conditioner in year-round. In the winter, like during a blizzard, your air conditioner is still in your window, which is weird because we live in New York City, and like you only get like a couple windows in any apartment,
and you
permanently have this.
Not always. Some years I take it out, and then some years it's just too much hassle.
Yeah.
Some years I badly cut my finger up.
I always
on those
cut
blades.
On the, yeah. On the one side.
And then I go, you know what? Next year, you know what? Fuck you, air conditioner. You're gonna stay in the window now.
I don't care how cold your butt gets.
Yeah. I don't care how, like,
the
poorly
dials
you work
are on
next
its face
year.
And the other side is
its
butt.
Got its ass out the window.
I have, we our building requires us to have those braces.
Yeah.
It's great, Tom.
Why?
You just slide them out there. It's so easy.
Oh,
you get
them in and out.
Yeah, you never have to, like, balance them. You never.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just telling you, safety first. And during a heat wave, safety is my top priority.
Well, I have like a ledge right under my window.
Yeah, that doesn't cut it. It could still fall out. Nah. If I opened your window all the way,
well, I kindly ask you not to.
I'll open whatever windows I want to, Tom.
No, I do take a lot of care because I think my air conditioner is like right over the entrance to the building. So I'm very careful because, like, if it was going to land on anyone, that's, like, where somebody would most likely be. I'm always amazed that, like, there aren't 10,000 deaths a year from falling air conditioners.
I think there are more than you think.
Yeah.
Like, 9,000 probably.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess less than you think. Non-oscillating desk fans, Tom.
Huh. I didn't know they made non-oscillating ones.
Yeah, it's a sick, cruel joke.
Yeah.
When you're just like, maybe I'll just make this thing start turning, giving the old no sign.
No, very slowly.
They stink. Little motorized fans. Those are pretty
good
because
you can
just hold them right up to your face.
Yeah.
And the best ones are the ones with the squirt bottles on there,
but
they don't make the list because that's essentially an air conditioner.
That's cheating.
Yeah.
That's not essentially. Do you think air conditioners are just squirting water into your apartment?
Essentially, that's what it is. I don't want to get into the science behind it, but I think what you've just described is a poor man's air conditioner. Oscillating desk fans are next.
You've really broken this list out, huh?
Yeah, and the Vornado is number one.
Oh, yeah.
I got one of those at my house. Oh, and those stand-up fans are somewhere in there, too.
Is that just an, well, it's an oscillating stand-up fan, yeah. maybe. Yeah, a stand-up oscillating fan I like, because those don't take up as much room as like a box fan, and they oscillate.
Yeah, it's all about the oscillation.
And, but then if nobody's around, you can yank up the little pin. You don't have to make it oscillate. You can make it blow right on you.
Right on my goddamn face.
This week's episode is brought to you by Squarespace. These guys and gals and
know what they're doing.
Everybody and websites, they know what they're doing.
So even if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, if you don't know which way's up, they'll help you out.
And they know left and right as well.
Yeah.
They'll help down, left, right.
To make a beautiful website, such as showcasing your work, blogging or publishing content, selling products and services of all kinds, promoting your physical or online business. You got a restaurant or a store.
I thought you were going to say promoting your physique.
But you that's could what promote I, your physique.
That's
on
what
a,
I do. I have
a bodybuilder blog.
Yeah.
A BBB.
Hunkmuffintim.com.
Well, and you can announce an upcoming event or special project.
I'll be doing a public flexing of my muscles.
Everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box. They have a new way to buy domains and choose from over 200 extensions. You can get, it's not just .com and .biz anymore, Tim. You can get all kinds of .dots.
Yeah.
Org? You can get .org. You can get .wish.
.pizza.
.pizza, probably. Do you know that for a fact?
Yeah.
Okay. And you can make it yourself. Easily create a website by yourself and make it stand out. And listen to this, the best part. Check out squarespace.com/guide for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code guide to save 10% off your first purchase of a domain or of a website. A dream is just an idea that doesn't have a website yet. Make it a reality with Squarespace.
Ooh, I like that.
I came up with it myself. The fan that I have that you are admiring,
yeah,
is one of those Dyson. It is a Dyson Airblade.
Wow, it dries your hands after you.
No, it doesn't dry your. Well, I guess if you put your hands in front of it, it would dry.
Yeah,
them.
It's all dusty.
It is. You know what? I don't use it that much because I
have an air conditioner in year round.
Well, I have an air conditioner, but I also
it's a Dyson Cool.
Yeah.
It's a blue ring.
Well, because some of these things, they do hot and cold. This one just does cold.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't want hot air blowing on me right now, Tom.
Oh, it's plugged in. Look at that.
It's on. Never saw.
See, but it's kind of loud.
Not louder than the air conditioner that's been on this entire time.
But it doesn't work as well as the air conditioner. This thing oscillates, too. I forget how to make it. Maybe.
I don't know if this is the best use of our listeners' time right now.
You want me to just show you all no, the features of this fan?
I mean, I know the list of fans that I went through wasn't the greatest thing. It wasn't my finest moment, but at least like
you think everybody's listening like, go back to the list.
I tried to keep it audio, oral at least.
You tried to keep it oscillating, the conversation that is. Mm.
Okay, what do you want to talk about, Tom?
I want to talk about ways to beat the heat.
Hey!
Baby.
Yeah, fans, air conditioning. I've been talking
Why
about
Why did
this.
I forget where the button... Oh, there's the button.
Okay, Tom.
What? I'm making fan noises.
Focus.
Ways to beat the heat.
Ways to beat the heat.
Number one, fans.
I can't argue with that.
Did you see the fan I had during the 4th of July?
No. We were outside.
Yeah.
In a park.
Which you probably think, like, Tom, you didn't have a fan. We were outside in the park.
Yeah. Here's what I was thinking.
What?
There's no way you could have had a fan. We were outside in a daggone park.
Well, hold on to your socks, because I had a fan. And it was a little fan that plugged into my phone.
Oh, you're one of these guys.
What do you mean, one of these guys? The thing's great. What?
What? Enough with the gadgets already. Who do you think you are?
Inspector Gadget?
James Bond?
No, it's a great gadget.
James Bond Jr.? James Bond's nephew?
It's a great gadget because it's just like one of those tiny fans you can hold right up to your face.
I like those.
But
Pro.
But this is a lot smaller because it doesn't have like a battery in it. because it relies on your phone's battery.
Yeah, I don't need something that'll drain my phone's battery even quicker.
I don't think it drains it that quickly. I have no reference to that. It might drain my phone very quickly.
Yeah.
But, hey, sometimes staying cool is more important than making phone calls.
I'll agree with that.
You can make a phone call while you're using this thing, too. Your phone works normally, except if you try and touch anything near the bottom of the screen, a fan will hit your finger.
But it's probably not, like, sharp.
It's not that sharp. I've sharpened mine significantly. That's, well, yeah. Razor blades on the edges to really cut through the air.
You know what a great thing to say to somebody when you're, you know, bidding them adieu?
What's that?
You say, stay cool.
Yeah, stay cool.
Especially during a heat wave.
Well, but what if they're not cool to begin with? What if they're leaving because they're too hot and you tell them stay cool?
Then I think they'd appreciate the irony.
Well, you could say get cool.
No,
but then that sounds rude.
Yeah, that does sound rude. Yeah. They would probably understand, but a third party would be like, what is this guy saying something rude?
You know
to
what
this
I say when
leaving?
I'm bidding adieu? I flip somebody a quarter and I say, here, buy yourself a personality.
Wow.
Yeah.
You do that to me every week.
Yeah. You've got to have quite a savings now in your piggy bank.
No, the personality I'm saving up for is quite expensive.
It's a nice one.
It's a good one.
It's a luxury personality.
Man, imagine you could buy a personality.
God, that'd be great.
Like if somebody died.
I don't want a dead man's personality.
But, you know, from like, or a woman. Mm-hmm. I think women don't have worthwhile personalities, Tom.
No, but like, what are you thinking? Like, I'd buy Frank Sinatra's personality.
I wouldn't want his personality. Yeah. I'd like his gravitas, though.
Yeah, chairman of the board.
Yeah.
Say, I'm arranging a meeting.
What if we just started acting like Frank Sinatra? Just treating everybody like shit all the time.
It'd probably
backfire on me, I think.
It'd probably backfire, but I think if you like powered through, you'd probably you'd be doing better than ever.
Fake it till you make it. That's then, how the chairman of the board operates.
Yeah, and then once you make it, keep faking it. Double down.
Yeah. Fake it till the day you die. Till your whole life is just exhausting because you're not being yourself.
Here's another way to beat the heat. And you might say, Tom, we've already gone over this, but air conditioning.
Yeah, we have gone over that, but hey, it's some of the best ways to beat the heat that I've
Have you ever, I don't think I've ever done this, but I think it's mostly because I'm like too stupid to think of it.
Mm.
But have you ever purposely gone somewhere for air conditioning?
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying like just indoors. I'm saying like, let's go to the movies.
Yeah.
Get some air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
But like a movie is going to cost more than just cranking the air conditioning at your house.
You seem very
concerned. Or maybe you're
concerned.
thinking about electrical costs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to conserve as much energy as possible.
Yeah.
And I
sorry.
I don't put
Tim.
On. But if I'm like out with for the day, and it's like, oh god, it's hot. What do you want to do? Be like, hey, let's go see a movie. It'll be cool in there.
Hey, let's go beat the heat.
And guess what? It's usually a blockbuster in there.
Yeah, yeah. They're in the summer, sure.
Yeah. Godzilla.
Yeah, you think of anything, they'd go the other way and put all the shitty movies out in the summer.
Yeah,
and all the
people be there anyway.
Yeah, all
trying
the,
to beat the heat. In a way, they do, Tom.
That's true. I don't know if you've seen this new movie Gotti, but that seems explicitly marketed at people looking to beat the heat.
Yeah.
So that's another way to beat the heat. My third way to beat the heat.
Yeah.
Going for a swim.
Yeah.
Going for a dip.
It depends.
I mean, it depends. If it's like a hot tub, yeah, that's not going to cool you off.
Sometimes it's not worth it. I don't like going to...
Oh, yeah,
to,
if you're fully clothed.
There's a public pool near me where they shoot you with a hose before you go in the water, and
nice.
That's the rule. But first, they make you go into the locker room, and a bunch of police officers watch you change into a bathing suit.
Wait, why do they do that?
I don't know. They say it's the law.
Are you sure they're actually cops?
They are. They have the uniforms and everything. And
you can buy those on
eBay.
And
they're being real mean to everybody.
Okay, checks out then.
Yeah.
When you're getting shot with the hose, are you being deloused? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, like, all right, so I go to this public pool with my wife sometimes. Mm-hmm. Lately, she's been going without me because I balk at being treated like a prisoner for no reason.
They spray the women, too?
They tell you have to take a shower before mm-hmm. you go in the pool. Mm-hmm. I like this rule. I think that's a good rule. Now, you can take a shower in both... as the women are leaving, they make you the entrance. You either got to go into the ladies' locker room or the men's locker room, and it's
that's pretty nice that they let you do either.
Yeah, no, the men aren't allowed in the ladies, and vice versa. And they're just like they make you go there, and they're like they make sure you have an appropriate lock for the lockers, mm-hmm. and then you have to put your things in a locker. You're not allowed to bring anything out. No phone, no book. No, you're allowed to bring yourself and a towel.
Okay. And you have to be fully nude.
You have to be fully nude.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, and you have to take a shower. Now, the ladies, mm-hmm. They take a shower, and then there's just a lady sitting near the exit of the locker room out to the pool, and they're like, hey, you showered. I can tell your hair's all wet or whatever. And they're like, have a nice day, ladies. Mm-hmm. The men, there's just some lug with a garden hose there.
Uh-huh.
And
just putting his thumb over the
yeah,
the
and even if you even if you've clearly showered,
yeah.
They just spray you with this really cold hose, and they're jerks about it because they're spraying you with a hose. Nobody's ever spraying you with a hose and like not being like, and it sucks. And you just gotta get sprayed by a hose and then just sit out on this pavement. They don't put chairs out or anything, and you're not allowed to have anything. You can't like read. You just gotta like stand in the pool, and it's always very crowded. Anyway, going to the pool. One of the best summertime activities I can think of.
Ways to beat the heat and stay cool.
Yeah. Drink the water, too, because you got to stay
hydrated.
No,
don't drink the water,
That's what
Tim.
They say. Drink
no,
the pool water.
No, it's full of chlorine or bromine.
It'll clear you out.
Did you know that Disney... like world, actually, I think like all theme parks, they use bromine.
Why did you
what?
Say world so quietly? You went, Disney World.
Well, I don't want to give them any unnecessary advertising. Yeah. They use bromine instead of chlorine in their water.
Why?
It is cheaper, or no, it's more expensive. That's why pools don't use it. But it doesn't stain clothes the way chlorine can. Like chlorine can kind of bleach clothes. Mm. And if you're going down a log flume or something, you don't want to. And it smells a little more pleasant.
Mm.
That's why like the water at those places smells kind of unique.
Hmm. Bromine?
Yeah. You get some bromine at home. You can take a Disney World shower. That's what I call it.
You know what? One time I was in my bathroom and I smelled something that took me back to... Disney World vacation from 1992. It was like the soap. It wasn't poop, Tom.
All right. You want to solve some problems?
Well, we still got some...
Do you have more to talk about being the heat?
Yeah, this is what you got to do to stay safe during a heat wave.
Okay.
Drink water.
Or not from the pool.
Yeah, but maybe from the sea. When you're at home,
mm-hmm.
turn off all your lights.
What?
The lights. They give off heat.
Not if you've got, like, fluorescence
so
or
not
something.
Everybody does.
All right. Well, I think not many people have incandescent bulbs anymore.
I think you're wrong.
Well, then they've been stockpiling them.
Well, turn off your lights. It's cooler in the dark.
All right.
And then tell spooky stories.
What?
In
well,
the dark.
That's going to get people all riled
It'll give
up.
Give you the chills.
Oh, I
you
see.
See? Oh,
yeah.
See what
Ooh, I need to go outside and warm up. Mm-hmm.
Avoid eating food.
Okay.
Just eat popsicles and creamsicles.
What
and,
about frozen food? Can I eat frozen food?
What kind of frozen food? As long as you don't heat it up.
Like a Hungry Man dinner.
Yeah, just as long as you don't put it in the microwave or anything.
I never
That's
do.
That's the perfect
I can't
treat.
Wait.
Yeah.
Usually when I eat them.
And most importantly, Tom, during a heat wave.
Yes.
Avoid, at all costs, getting heat stroke.
Yeah.
Don't
and
do
how
it.
How do you do that?
Just don't do it.
And like, so what are some good ways to avoid
it? Some of the other boys might be like, hey, we're going out. We're going to go get a heat stroke. Nope. Stay home. Yeah. Don't go get heat stroke.
It's not a just a cheap way to get high.
No. I mean, it feels great in the moment. In the moment, feel great. It feels great.
Man, when I was a lifeguard and like, you know, we'd have to get trained and then like recertified, I always have like in the textbook, like the most disgusting, like heat related health conditions.
Heat stroke?
Yeah, like heat stroke.
Heat
like
plague?
Like just crazy, like
heat
sunburns.
Boils. People get boils.
Yeah, different kinds of boils.
Back explodes.
Yeah, and it's like,
it's all purple.
Like if this, yeah, if this happens, like the person turns purple and they're like, temperature drops.
What, you do throw them in the pool to cool them
you
down?
You say, hey, you turn the hose on them usually.
You probably loved that.
No. We did have, though, I didn't partake in this.
You were a lifeguard. Did you mention
this?
I
was a lifeguard. Okay. One of the other lifeguards, big, mean, older lifeguard, when these kids wouldn't listen, he was like having a real Dennis the Menace situation with these kids who wouldn't stop running. He devised a plan to get them to stop running, which was he made basically like a water bottle of simple syrup that he would spray on them, and then all the mosquitoes would go after them.
Big kids, big mean kids. They're mean.
Yeah.
But they're crafty sometimes.
He got these kids to stop running. Yeah. They were always getting bit by mosquitoes.
Simple. Well, maybe they had to start running from the mosquitoes.
You can't run from mosquitoes.
They should have. He should have sprayed it right on the bottom of their feet, so they'd get all the bug bites, and then they couldn't even
run around. Yeah.
Ever get a mosquito bite on the bottom of your foot?
Rarely, but yes.
It sucks because every time you try to scratch it, you get tickled.
I've also
it itches.
I hate falling around pools.
Yeah, I don't like falling anywhere, yeah. Tom. That's why I always wear my tote socks with the grippy.
Oh, even in the pool?
Yeah.
Huh? And they let you
they
do
work
that
surprisingly
at
well.
When they shoot you down with the hose, they're like,
the
"And take those off."
You gotta buy flesh colored.
You gotta get the flesh ones. Yeah.
They're none the wiser.
Yeah. Like all that man's toes are wet.
Also, when I go, I'm like the oldest person there.
Yeah.
And like the most like,
you're yelling at everybody to stop running.
No, it's just like everybody's like, what are you doing here? Yeah, you don't have to follow the rules. Just go do whatever you want. You're not going to cause any trouble. You're like more of an adult than literally anybody in the whole complex.
Yeah,
here.
Anybody working here? Anybody
I'm older
here?
Than the cops.
Yeah.
I'm like being nicer than the cops.
That's usually how you can get out of a ticket too, if you just tell a cop you're older than them.
Yeah, excuse me, I'm old enough to be your father, officer.
Yeah, so no, I don't think you will be giving me a ticket.
Now march back to that car and think about what you've done.
Yeah, usually
you
works
good mind to call your father, who's a good friend of mine. Do you want to solve a problem?
Sure.
Hello and welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems, where we're going to solve a problem or two. I'm Tim.
Tom.
And we're here to solve problems. Tom?
And kick ass.
This...
And we're all out of problems.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we got a new one in.
Yeah. I never understood that line. I'm here to chew gum and kick ass, and I'm all out of gum. Is that the thing?
So guess what? He's going to be devoting 100% of his attention on kicking ass.
Who cares?
You would if you're getting your ass kicked.
You ever been in a fight, Tom?
You ever gotten your ass kicked? I've not been in, like, as an adult, no.
As a kid, did you get into fights?
Never, like, intentionally.
Just like...
I can tell you more off air, but, like, somebody tried to get into a fight with me.
Somebody stopped me.
No, somebody, like, thought I did something and, like, threw a punch that I, like, ducked. And I was like, stop doing this. Why are you doing this? And that person is in jail for murder right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Not me. He didn't murder me.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but it was like a very violent person. Yeah. So it's like, hey, like you misconstrued what just happened. Like,
I think everybody has a story about that guy.
Yeah. And that was like the closest or the oldest I was where like it technically like was a fight. I was just like my only thing was like trying to stop this from happening because I had no I didn't want to be in a fight.
Me neither.
I wasn't mad.
No, I'm not mad. In fact, I'm laughing. Is that okay?
That's what I kept saying. No, I think it's funny, actually.
Tom, this one comes from a guy named Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because the subject line is a forward.
Okay.
It's forward, like FWD.
Was this forwarded from like a company's human resources department?
I don't know.
Are they outsourcing problems?
Forwarded. I need some clarity and on a congratulations I got from a coworker.
Okay.
Dear Tim and Tom, first time, long time, I come to you today in need of your sage wisdom.
He like the spice.
Yeah. I recently got a new job title at work.
Herb.
I recently got a new job title at work.
Wow, congratulations.
The Drew did, not me.
I was saying congratulations to Drew.
You were looking in my eyes.
I'm sorry, I'll close my eyes.
And you were holding
eyes.
A pennant that said congratulations, Tim.
I would never have such a pennant.
I recently got a new job title at work, and it came along with a small promotion and even smaller pay raise. Truly nothing to write home about. Certainly something to write about to a podcast about, though.
Well, I guess we're not home.
Upon hearing the news from our manager, one of my coworkers congratulated me by looking me dead in the eyes without any hint of happiness or enthusiasm, eyebrows perfectly straight, like Bert, no smile, no blinking, again, like Bert,
right.
And saying, "Wow, congratulations, that's so great. Now you can afford to go to the thrift store and buy new pants." Much later in the day,
roasted.
Yeah. Much later in the day, she said, "Sorry if I offended you before about the pants thing. I didn't mean to offend you." I didn't feel offended at the time, just confused. But her apologizing made me wonder if she actually did mean it in an offensive way. What could that comment have meant?
Yeah.
Have possibly meant? Should I have felt offended? Do I need to go to the thrift store to buy some pants? Do I need to show her the pants I bought? Confounded in corporate America, Drew.
And
yes,
so,
feel offended. That was an insult.
Oh, absolutely. Because, like, and that's such a specific, like, the idea that you like not go to the store and buy some new pants, go to the thrift store because that will be a step up from pants that like you must have found in the garbage or something.
Do you think Drew wears the same pants every day?
That would be my question because I've been,
I got a 3-pant rotation going.
Okay.
My
rotation's been all screwed up because of, the summertime now.
Shorts.
Well, yeah, shorts for sure.
Shorts for short. They call me shorts for short.
Like these shorts I wore yesterday.
This is very appropriate for the heat wave episode.
Yeah.
Shorts, that's number one on the list. We didn't even talk about shorts this whole time.
Yeah, put on shorts or a skirt.
Yeah.
Just
watch out. Don't go over a grate. That
right.
Because
there might be a pervert down there taking up skirts.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what were you implying?
I mean, either one. It's a goddamn nightmare for people, for women.
Or you might just fall down the grate sometimes.
Yeah, especially if you're wearing high heels.
Right, or if you're two-dimensional.
That's true. Yeah. A toon.
If you're a cartoon.
Yeah. Sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, I've been a party to like controversy surrounding people not having more than one pair of pants before. Two things I can remember. One thing, when I was a kid, there was a teacher that like this was in like sixth grade when we'd have to like switch for different subjects. Mm-hmm. So like you go to a different teacher that wasn't your teacher.
Yeah.
It was like prepare for high school where the... Guess what? This shit's going to happen all day, every day in high school.
Different teachers every 42 minutes.
Yeah. So
like at a Lost or something.
There was one teacher that everybody was like, yeah, this teacher is wearing the same clothes every day. And then to prove it, somebody put gum on her butt. And sure enough, that gum was on her butt the next day. So that was one case.
Did you tell her to then go buy thrift shop?
No, I didn't
pants?
Tell her anything. In fact, I said, nah, don't put gum on her butt. She's going to feel that. Also, don't touch her butt.
Yeah. And also, just like cool it.
Yeah.
Be cool, sixth graders.
And then a job I had right out of college, it was noted by somebody that there was one guy that wore shorts every day, and it was the same pair of shorts, and this was like the winter.
Hmm.
And then he got in trouble. I'm surprised he wasn't fired because...
For wearing shorts?
No, for creating a MySpace account. That's how long ago this was.
Mm-hmm.
That was just this guy's shorts. He like found him on, you know, like the Gap's website or something, and then went and became everybody's friend on MySpace. Yeah, it was a classic case of bullying.
So, Drew, this woman was being mean to you.
Yeah.
She wants you to know that she thinks she's better than you because you very clearly wear the same pair of pants every day, and she thinks they're kind of gutter pants.
See, that's the missing piece of information here. He
and I think Drew knew that he was withholding this information.
He needs to tell us, like, in fairness, I wear the same pair of pants every day.
I think this is a little bit of kind of image rehab on his part, being like, I don't know, I wasn't offended because it was just so bizarre. Drew, you know why this woman said this stuff to you.
Damn well.
Look, sometimes you just got to take a look in the mirror and be like, hey, look, I don't have that many pairs of pants, mm-hmm. because guess what? You don't need that many pairs of pants.
Just be careful of the ones you got.
Yeah, if somebody doesn't accept that, you know what? They got straight eyebrows like Bert the Killjoy. Uh-huh. They never smile like Bert the Killjoy. She's probably just more obsessed with pigeons and her goddamn bottle cap collection.
Yeah, I was going to say, collecting bottle caps.
Yeah, you know what? Pay her no mind. Yeah, she was trying to offend you. No, you shouldn't be offended. Because who would get offended by somebody so petty?
Yeah.
And so joyless.
Here's my tip on keeping the number of pants you have low. Get a few pairs of pants. Like you said, you have a 3-pant rotation. That's mm-hmm. probably about what I have at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure those pants like all look fairly similar to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Too. And then you keep everybody on their toes. Like, if one of those pairs of pants is, like, a bright orange pair of pants, guess what? People are going to remember when you wear those pants. If they're 3 pairs of the same style and brand jean, just in, like, slightly different shades of blue, you can keep them guessing all day long.
My only fear is that people I see every day will think I only have 1 pair of pants.
My only fear is ghosts.
That's fair.
No, I'm just kidding. Aliens, too. Being abducted by aliens. I'm
what
also
about
afraid of.
Chainsaw murderers?
No, I'm fine. You know what? I don't encounter that much in my day-to-day. But ghosts and aliens, they can get you anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody in this apartment building was a chainsaw murderer, I would have been hearing chainsaws for a little bit and been like,
you haven't been
something's
hearing
up.
Them?
No, and I've always got an ear out for them. Near out for chainsaws and eye out for hot dates, wrapping up in Cardigos.
Thanks for the email, Drew. And hey,
enjoy that
for
new pair of pants.
Yeah. Hey,
and listen, you don't have to go to the thrift shop. You can, go anywhere. You can probably get pants cheap nowadays because it's we're in the middle of a heat wave.
Send us your address. We'll send you some pants.
I'm not going to send
you
some pants.
Send us your address and your size.
Well, now you're no different than this woman, Tim.
No, I don't want him to have to spend his meager raise on it.
He's got a
raise.
And
I want him to be like, hey, Cynthia, guess what?
Listen.
Eat crow now. I did what you said.
No raise is too meager to not be able to splurge on a new pair of pants. Sure, not any pair of pants, but you get a pair of pants for $20 nowadays. New. Let alone if he takes her advice and goes to the thrift store.
Yeah, I'll send you some used pants and you'll like them.
I'll send you a pair of used corduroys that you're going to love.
Hey, we're already broken in.
Hey, if you're going to stick to one pair of pants, don't make a corduroy.
Hell no.
Yeah. People hear you coming. B, corduroys can get sweaty. Do you have any corduroy pants currently?
No. I don't think so. No.
I don't think I do either.
Yeah. I don't think I've worn corduroy pants in like 6 or 7 years. If you like the show, you can find out more information at tcgte.com. If you have a problem you'd like us to solve in a future installment of Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems, you can email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. We're doing that live show in London in September. Really, if you want to go, get your tickets soon. I know it seems far off, but then it's going to like sell out at some point.
Month after next. Kind of,
You can do the Facebook stuff at facebook.com/completeguide. You can do some good social media engagement stuff there. Follow us on Twitter at @completeguide. Follow me on Twitter at @yourpaltim. And that's also on Instagram.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Tom Reynolds.
There's a Reddit thing. You can find that. What else do people do?
You almost got through the whole thing, Tim.
Oh, you could, if you want to support the show.
Yes. The most important one, Tim.
You can support our Patreon. You get extra episodes of, mini episodes every week. Fast Food Friday, this new awesome show, Hitting Our Heads. A lot of different things. You
well,
can check that out.
There's a pilot for Hitting Our Heads
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, we want to see how it
scores with certain demographics.
Yeah. That's tcgte.com/pledge. Mm-hmm. Or support us by doing your Amazon shopping by going to tcgte.com/Amazon. That brings you to the same Amazon you know and love. We get a little bit of a thing from them when you do that. It's an affiliate thing. Tom, I got an idea. Mm-hmm. Was that all the plugs?
Yes, I think so.
I feel like you're going to shoot this down, so I want to make it public so maybe I can get some public buy-in from
okay.
A bunch of us, friends of ours, are going renting a house and all going on a weekend trip together.
Yeah, we're going to trash it.
What if we record an episode in the middle of the night at that house?
Why?
I don't know. I think it'd be fun.
With other people, or just the two of us?
No. Maybe around the campfire.
Yeah. And we'll tell everybody else go to bed.
Yeah. Or just like, hey, be quiet. We're recording.
Hey, listen up. Yeah. Listen, you're about to get the thrill of your lives.
Yeah.
Us doing an episode.
Maybe at least a Patreon exclusive. Yeah, maybe a Patreon. Maybe we'll tell ghost stories.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do that episode. It's been done now. Years ago, I was like, let's stay up for 24 hours straight and then record an episode.
Yeah.
And you were like, nah. And so we didn't.
Wow.
I want to do more stunt episodes, Tom.
Yeah. All right, we'll do a stunt. I mean, it's audio. We could say we're in the middle of
wilderness.
I want it to be real life.
Yeah. I'm a documentarian, if nothing.
Good. That was a test, Tim, to see if you were truthworthy or not.
Truthworthy?
Yeah. And you
worthy
are.
Worthy of truth? Everybody's worthy of truth, Tom.
Not everybody.
This is T-Bone and T-Bone telling you to live your truth and never die.
And, hey, stay cool.
Tom? Stay cool.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.